Here we go.
Okay. The Perek Yud, the Nefesh HaChaim told us that in a certain sense, malachim, of course, are greater than human beings, but in another way, human beings are greater than the malachim. That's why the malachim are referred to as omdim, as those who stand, as opposed to human beings who are referred to by the pasuk in Sefer Zechariah as mahalchim, as we have the ability to walk, because we have the ability to uplift the entire world through our actions, which is what the Nefesh HaChaim has been emphasizing until now. The importance of actions. Just to put it in perspective, to kind of give you a reason, you know, a context as to why he's doing this. Why is he spending so much time talking about how important and influential our actions are? It's because he's about to make the point, he's going to pivot and make the point at the end of this whole shahr, that our actions are critical, independent of whether or not a person really has kavanah to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hopefully he does, and that's really what we're striving for, but the actions themselves are significant even without that fervor to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, of course, if you know the context in which the Sefer was written, this is kind of already implicitly seems to be kind of a sleight of hand that those who emphasize the kavana over the action, you know, the ikar is the kavana, and the action is just there to facilitate the kavana, the dveikus. Here, he's emphasizing that it's our actions which really define and uplift the world, and the dveikus side of it is really something that's supposed to come about as well, but that's not really necessarily the primary driver. It seems to be that our actions really are. So that's why he's emphasizing even the malachim, who are dveikim b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish, right, and really manifestations of the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, take a back seat somewhat to the human being and his actions, because it's through our actions that we uplift ourselves, uplift the entire world, and that in that sense we're called mahalchim. And even the malachim themselves are dependent upon human beings for our actions in order to enable them to do their part in this world and, you know, kind of bring a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. So that's why he said the imagery that Yaakov Avinu has in his dream of a Sula Mutzav Arts, of Arusha Magia Shamaima, a ladder that extends from the ground all the way up to the heavens, Malachim Elikim Olim V'Yordim Boy, the malachim that are going up and down, the malachim are dependent on our actions down here. That's why the malachim are going up and down on our ladder, because malachim are only able to go up and down when we put a ladder there. When we do our actions, then the malachim are able to accomplish their task in this world. In a certain sense, they're dependent upon us. So that's why he begins Perek Yud Aleph, that the malachim are only able to say Kedusha. Now, the purpose of Kedusha, here explains, is really important. The purpose of Kedusha, the reason why it has such a significance in our tefillah, is that when we say Kedusha, what we're really declaring is that that down here we're being Mekadesh, everything that we do, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that enables it to become uplifted and kind of closer to Hashem. That's why he says, fantastic, he says in the brackets, that's why we have the minig, many of the minig, to lift up their feet at the end of the different parts of Kedusha, because that represents to lift up their heels. Where is that? At the end of the first paragraph, I think. To represent the fact that we hope to, you know, come a little bit closer to Hashem. So, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He only mentions Kadosh, 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 but the Shlach Kadosh says, even by Baruch Shem and Yimloch, a person lifts up his feet a little bit, because when we say Kedusha, we're kind of like elevating ourselves towards the Ribbono Shel Olam and really elevating the whole physical world through our actions, through everything that we do, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Masechtas Chulin, which he quotes it on the Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, that Malachim can only say Kedusha after the people down here have said Kedusha. That's why we say Ata Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh. And then after we say Kadosh, Ukdosh Mecholyom Yalucha Sela. And then the Malachim can say Kedusha. So that's why the Gemara says in Chulin that Malachim can only say Kedusha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and mention Kadosh Baruch Hu's name after saying Kadosh, 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 three words. Human beings can attach themselves to a Kodesh Baruch Hu even after two words, because we say Shema Yisrael Hashem, then the Shem Havaya. So we do it Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say Hashem's name after two words. The Malachim only say it after three words of Kodesh, 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 Hashem, you know, suppose Mocha or Skvedo. So the Malachim only say it after three words, we say it after two words. The Vilna Gaon has a fantastic horror, it does not appear in the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon says Gerim are even on a higher Madrega than the rest of humanity, because, or even the Jewish people, because the Gerim can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name after one word, because Yisrael, when he came to join the Jewish people, he said, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil, how blessed is Hashem, that he saved Klal Yisrael, so he said Hashem's name after one word. So the Vilna Gaon claims, Malachim are, you know, over here, human, you know, Jewish people over here, and the Gerim are at the top of the pyramid, they can even connect to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu after one word. But be that as it may, the point that the Reb Chaim Volozhiner here is making is that the Malachim are themselves dependent on the fact that we declare, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. We attach the physical world towards the spiritual world, and then the malachim have the ability to function, but they really depend on us. So in that sense as well, he quotes the Gemara Chagiga, which has a contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says that the malachim have six wings. One pasuk in Yecheskel. Another pasuk in Yecheskel says the malachim have four wings. So Gemara says, "Kam bezman shebeis hamikdash kaim, kam bezman shein beis hamikdash kaim." When the beis hamikdash is in existence, malachim have six wings. When the beis hamikdash is not in existence, malachim only have four wings. And what are those two wings that they lose? Those are the two wings that say shira. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains, because when a person says shira, when the malachim say shira, that's like kedusha. That's like the soul of a person that's attempting to break free from his body and to, you know, attach itself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a person's neshama always comes out in his music. Rav Schechter once said that, you know, forget about a person's opposition to this kind of music or that kind of music, secular music, this and that. You can sense a person's neshama when it comes out in his music. So if a person is an ugly neshama, you know, no one has a, you know, truly ugly neshama, but a person has dressed it up with so much gook, so then that comes out in his music. You can't help it. So even if it's just, he claimed, even if it was just instrumental music, he said the Nazi music, you could feel the horrible neshama of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. So you can, even if it was just classical music or instrumental music, the neshama comes out of a person in his music, because it's really the neshama trying to attach itself to the spiritual world, attaching this world to the next world. So the malachim, that's what, you know, their shira represents. That's why it's represented by wings. Wings help a person elevate from this world, break free of the world, and to elevate towards Shemaim. So too, when a person sings shira, when he says kedusha, that's a person down here attempting to attach himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the malachim depend, you know, their ability to attach themselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu depends on whether or not we have a Beis HaMikdash down here. It depends on us. Their ability is dependent on us. So if we have a Beis HaMikdash, we're attaching ourselves to the Baruch Hu, then they have more wings. If we don't have, I guess like Peter Pan a little bit, but if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so then they don't have wings, and they don't have the ability to attach themselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the same way. And he concludes this Perek Yidalef, that's what the whole purpose of Perek Shira was all about. There's some sort of text called Perek Shira. I don't know what the origins of it. It seems to be quite an ancient text, and it was certainly accepted within our circles. I guess they call it a Brisa of Perek Shira. It became popular in recent years, but there was a skula to say Perek Shira every day is a kind of like a school for Hatzlacha. So the Reb Chaim Volozhiner here mentions it. It's already quoted by the Ari HaKadosh, which he quotes over here. He says, quotes the Likutei Torah in Parshas Vaschan, and that's the Ari HaKadosh. But the Ari HaKadosh says, the reason why it's important to say Perek Shira every day, Perek Shira is like discussing, you know, the song of everything in nature, is because when we say Perek Shira down here, so then we have the ability to arouse the malachim in Shemaim to then bring down bracha onto this world. Because everything in this world has a malach over it, which says grow, right? The Gemara says. Everything has a malach, which is in charge of every part of the different bria. The birds, the elephants, the grass, the trees, the vegetables. Everything has a malach in Shemaim, which enables it to function. But those malachim can't work until we call out to them, until we are merkadesh down here. We say shira down here, the human beings, then the malachim are able to be mashpia, their shefer bracha, onto the world. So when we say perek shira, we're unleashing the malachim and their ability to function in this world. But all of the malachim are really dependent on our actions, which really underscores how significant our actions are in terms of affecting the physical world, the spiritual world. The malachim, which themselves are attached to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, literally Davik Bashem, are all dependent on us and our actions, and therefore our actions really take on a really really big significance. And he's going to continue with that theme. All right, Rabbi Sashkoch.